Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There's an interesting minhag that develops based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Mar Brei Dervina was attending the wedding of his own son. And he saw that the rabbis there were overly joyed, too happy. There was too much simcha. So he went ahead and took a glass cup, the Gemara says, that was worth 400 zuz, and he broke it right in front of their face, and they all got very upset. They were all shocked by this, and he was able to balance the simcha so it shouldn't be out of hand. And Tosa's comments there, Mikan Nog, from here we have the practice, Leshaber, Zukuch, Zukuches, Benesun. That's why we have the practice of breaking a glass underneath the chuppah. So the Mefarshim asks the question, the Ben Yishchai among them in his Sefer Ben Yehoyada, he asks the question, so isn't this a violation of Bal Tashchis though? There's an Issa Deraisa, you can't cut down a fruit tree. But it's clear from the Rambam and others that it doesn't apply only to a fruit tree, but this is true of destroying anything. The Rambam writes in Hilchos HaMalachim Perek Vav Halacha Yud, V'lo ha'ilanos b'vah, not only to cut down fruit trees, but ha'meshaber kelim, the korei begodim, breaking utensils and tearing clothing, all of that is included in the Isser Bal Tashchis. So how is this permitted? So while the Ben Yishchai himself in Ben Yoyada says, it must have been where he took a glass that was already cracked, so it really wasn't destroying anything, it already was destroyed, the Maariv Tzchias says otherwise. The Maariv Tzchias writes in the back of the Gemara here that Baal Tashchis is Aser only when it's Derech Hashchasa. As Rambam writes, it's only Aser when it's Derech Hashchasa, when it's destructive. But when there's a certain toelis, when there's a certain purpose and goal, so then it's permitted. Here the goal is, explains the Maariv Tzchias, was to bring down the level of simcha in order to balance it because it was still the base of Mikdash has not yet been rebuilt. So there's a certain level of balance we have to have with simcha and avelus. And therefore, he had a purpose. It was not a violation of Baal Tashchis. We see, interestingly, that the Ben Yishchai himself does hold of such a concept. Even though he doesn't answer this the way in the Gebrachos, he does have an interesting shaila in his Tshuvas Torah Lishma. He's talking about whether or not a husband is allowed to destroy a clothing of the wife if it's something that may be not so tzanua. He says one's allowed to. It's not about tashkis because there's a purpose. There's a function in doing so. And he goes on to explain at the end of the tshuva, that's why in Lag BaOmer there's been the practice for people to burn clothing. It's not about tashkis because it's a covered for the Rashbi, he writes. And he says when we light candles in shul, even though it's the daytime and we don't really need the candles, that's allowed as well because it's for the cover of the base Knesses. So anytime there's a certain purpose, it's certainly allowed. The Maariv Tzchias quotes also from the Taz another question, whereby by the Taz wants to know, he was asked the question whether or not you're allowed to take goats and other animals, and could you kill them instead of shechting them? They used to use a leather. And apparently, if you were to shech the animal, it would ruin the leather, so they would just kill the animal. They'd shoot the animal in the head, even though they really could have shecht it and used the meat in addition to the leather, they wanted to just kill the animal without ruining the leather. Is that allowed? Isn't that Baal Tashchis of the meat? And the Taz says, no, Baal Tashchis is usher only when there's no purpose for it. But when there's a purpose for it, there's a toelis in preserving the leather in that particular case, that would not be a violation of Baal Tashchis. One other example we have, the Gemara in Maseches Tumah tells us that the Levi and others would be shomer the base of Migdash. Levim and some places there were Kohanim who were protecting and guarding the base of Migdash. And the Gemara describes that when there is a certain, the supervisor would go around to make sure no one was sleeping on the job. If he saw Levi sleeping, he would go ahead and burn the clothing of the Levi, because the Levi wouldn't sleep or the Kohen wouldn't sleep in their clothing. They'd have pajamas or something, but they use it as a pillow underneath their head. If he found that they were sleeping, he would burn the clothing. Why is this not a violation of Baal Tashchis? So the Rush says it's Hefker based in Hefker. But the Tiferes Yisrael explains, it's not a violation of Baal Tashchis unless it's Derech Hashchasa, if it's destructive. If there's a purpose, and the purpose for burning the clothing of the Levi was in order that he shouldn't fall asleep on the job again, then Baal Tashchis is allowed. So therefore, breaking the glass underneath the chuppah and breaking the dish at the Tanaim are all for a certain purpose of minimizing the Simcha and remembering the Churban Beis